Well, folks, it was a little bit chilly this morning as I started out, and I'm up into Anderson Valley. The sun is shining again. It's another beautiful day here. We're getting very close to crush within the next couple of weeks here, and I pulled into Navarro Vineyards, and I'm with Deborah Kahn. And Deborah, another beautiful day in paradise here in Anderson Valley, and it's great to be with you again. And we're going to head down below, though. We got to have a steak before the day's out.
Oh, well, that sounds good. It's pretty busy here. We've actually started harvest, not the, you know, full-blown part of harvest. Earlier this week, Monday, we picked some Pinot Noir at about 19 degrees Brix to make some sparkling wine. So we had 2 days of sparkling wine production where we kind of got all the kinks out of the press and were sure the forklift was working and the pickers were out there at 2 in the morning. So that was sort of our wind-up before the full pitch. This morning, we're making Verjus. Verjus is a medieval kind of condiment that's made from green grapes, and it's a very tart substitute for lemon juice or vinegar in any of your recipes, and kind of a twofold advantage. One is that it's a really interesting product in itself, and B, it allows us to be sure that the grapes that are remaining on the vine are going to get ripe. So we go through the vineyard and take off some of the greenest clusters and clusters that are going to slow down the ripening process. We have not been doing that at night because the vineyard crew has to really see what they're doing. So that's been happening at early in the morning. The winery's crew has been busy making Verjus. Then the real harvest will start in earnest in about 2 weeks.
Anderson Valley actually covers the gamut, because with the sparkling wines, you get that started early, and then it goes into the Pinot Noirs, and it goes into the white wines. And this is a very busy valley here for the next 4 to 6 weeks, and I'm very excited about the wines, and it's been pretty good growing year so far.
Yeah, we're always kind of nervous because in 2008 we had such a difficult time with smoky fires that kind of ruined the crop at the last minute. Even though the fires are quite a ways from us, there is a little smokiness in the sky. So when I drove through the valley yesterday, it made me nervous just remembering what happened in 2008. I have a lot of empathy for our neighbors in Oregon or farther north. The fires are something that's happening increasingly worldwide in the wine business. It has a really detrimental effect on wine quality.
All right. Well, folks, we have a beautiful harvest coming up here. And Deborah, we're going to be heading down to Stark Steakhouse today. We have some great wines to take with us. I want to know your favorite big red wine from Navarro.
Navarro is mostly known for white wine. We have 2 red wines which pop into my mind. Of course, Pinot Noir. It's hard to believe, but when we started making wine in 1974, it was easier to sell Gewürztraminer than Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir is now the darling of Anderson Valley. It comes in a lot of different styles, a lighter, some say more feminine style, a bigger, richer style. I think for steak, I would go with Navarro's Deep End Pinot Noir, which is our biggest, richest style Pinot Noir. All our grapes are estate grown for our Pinot Noir. We make them from really essentially 3 different elevations on the ranch. The valley floor, kind of halfway up what we call Middle Ridge, and then up in our garden spot, which is at about 1,200 feet. The Deep End Pinot Noir is primarily from our garden spot or upper vineyards. The other wine that, of course, comes to mind is from a grape that we do not grow, but we're lucky to have wonderful growers that supply us with some Zinfandel. And Zinfandel is the heritage grape of California and certainly the heritage grape of Mendocino County. It's big, it's chewy, it has a briary, raspberry, blackberry quality. I would say that gives me a lot of competition with Pinot Noir to have with a steak.
I think we're in good company because I love those wines, and look forward now to enjoying some great features here with Stark Steakhouse. Deborah, thank you very much, and I hope you're hungry.
Oh, of course. I'm always hungry.
Ditto.